I'm Janine Herbst. Iran is supposed to start rolling back parts of its nuclear program starting January 20th in exchange for some sanctions relief. Now that this interim deal is going into effect, the U.S. and other world powers have 6 months to negotiate a more complete agreement with Iran. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary of State John Kerry calls this the best chance to resolve a critical national security issue. Starting January 20th, he says, Iran will freeze parts of its nuclear program. And then he says the even harder part begins, negotiations to clear up all of the questions about Iran's nuclear ambitions.
We are very clear-eyed about the even greater challenges that we face in negotiating a comprehensive agreement. We understand it's going to be a tough negotiation.
The U.S. is offering Iran some limited sanctions relief during these negotiations. Many U.S. lawmakers want to tighten sanctions to keep up the pressure. But Kerry says negotiators need some room. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, with the secretary in Paris.
Penn State has a new head football coach. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the school hired Vanderbilt coach and Pennsylvania native James Franklin.
University President Rodney Erickson says James Franklin is the right person to run Penn State's storied football program.
He's an inspiring young leader who has accomplished much already in his career, learning the ropes of coaching in both the collegiate and NFL ranks. I believe he will continue to build our Penn State football program while operating at the highest level of integrity.
Franklin, who's 41, led Vanderbilt to bowl games in his 3 years there. He'll become Penn State's 16th head football coach, succeeding Bill O'Brien, who left to coach the NFL's Houston Texans. O'Brien replaced Joe Paterno amid the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Senator Charles Schumer of New York says a federal rail safety agency plans to propose a rule requiring cameras on trains to monitor drivers and record accidents.
They are taking an important step forward in making these life-saving cameras a reality. They will begin the process of installing the cameras this year.
Schumer, along with Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, says the Federal Railroad Administration's plan would put the cameras in train cabs, one facing the driver, the other facing the train tracks. Schumer says the new cameras would be invaluable.
They're a simple, straightforward safety strategy that can deter misconduct and mistakes and detect defects in the track or equipment and debris.
Both Schumer and Blumenthal have been pushing the Railroad Administration to act following the deadly commuter train derailment in New York City. When Wall Street opens tomorrow, it will open to mixed results. This is NPR News from Washington. Pope Francis continues to shake up the Vatican establishment, announcing 19 new cardinals from some surprising places. As NPR's Ader Peralta reports, Francis didn't name any cardinals from the United States and chose instead to represent poorer nations.
16 of the cardinals are younger than 80 and will likely be eligible to vote for the next pope. Among them are archbishops from the Ivory Coast, Brazil, Argentina, Chile, Nicaragua, and Haiti. Candida Moss, who's a professor of theology at Notre Dame, says in the past this group would have provoked amazement and speculation. But with Francis, bold moves have become business as usual.
The fact that he's picking cardinals that represent poorer nations is in keeping with the message of ministering to the poor that we've heard from him thus far. So that's not surprising.
The church's new princes, as they are known, will receive their red hats during a ceremony in February. Ader Peralta, NPR News.
The governor of West Virginia says initial tests on waters spoiled by last week's chemical spill are encouraging.
The numbers look good, and like last night, they are very encouraging. I believe that we're at a point where we could say that we see light at the end of the tunnel.
But Earl Tomlin says hundreds of thousands of people affected by the spill still can't drink it or bathe in it. At least 32 people have been sickened by the chemical spill, and officials say 4 were hospitalized. Officials with the West Virginian American Water Company say once those water supplies are declared completely safe, then the systems will be flushed out and service will be restored. But the company says that will be done on a zone-by-zone basis, which could take a couple of days. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the George